Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with the problem of price discovery on fed cattle. Back on that in just a moment.
It's the Messner Ranch 55th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 that Saturday and will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 70 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Located 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. For more information, call Milton Messner at 580-273-9494. That's 580-273-9494. You can also download a sale book at dvauction.com.
When you put Chisholm Trail Farm Credit together with Farm Credit of East Central Oklahoma, you get a new name, a new brand, serving Oklahoma. Oklahoma Ag Credit. Oklahoma Ag Credit is the largest farm credit association in the state, with 17 offices serving 60 Oklahoma counties. Check out their new website, www.okagcredit.com. And we're proud to have them along for the ride as well as new sponsors of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email. Oklahoma Ag Credit. OKAgCredit.com. We've been sharing a conversation that we had last week in San Diego with Randy Block of Cattle Facts. He's chief executive officer of the market analysis firm for the cattle industry. And one of the things we talked about, and one of the things that Randy talked about during the Cattle Outlook seminar this last week at the Cattle Industry Convention, the problems with price discovery.
Well, obviously, price discovery is an important element for our markets. We need to have more points of price discovery on a weekly basis. When we have 1 point of price discovery at 4:30 on Friday afternoon where we trade cash cattle, that's not a very efficient way of doing business, is it? So when you get as backed up as we were this late summer and fall, obviously the market was incentivizing packers to ship cattle out of the areas where we had a backed up front end supply and move those cattle to areas where there was less inventory. And when you do that, you end up with a much more limited cash price market in the central and southern plains. So the point I was really trying to make is when we go through those kind of things, you don't end up with any price discovery. When we're selling 85% or 90% of our cattle in that time period, 95% of our cattle were being sold on some sort of a formula or grid, and only 5% were selling in the cash market in the central and southern plains. So we found, I think, the tipping point. The industry will work through it. I think there's a lot of really bright, smart people in our industry, and they will figure that out.
The things I've noticed, you know, used to be we talked about 18,000, 20,000 every week that Texas cattle feeders were reporting on cash. Now 1,500, 2,000, 2,500. It's pretty dramatic.
Well, it is. It's dramatic in Texas, but I think you have to remember, you know, when we lost the packing plant in Texas, the Cargill plant at Freona, that was a big change. So, again, you needed to make sure you had access to packing capacity if you were feeder in that region, and that hadn't changed. So an area like Kansas probably will see more price discovery. We'll probably do more in the Kansas market. And I don't look for Texas to change that much. But as long as we have a point of adequate price discovery within that region, I think that's what's most important.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's video auction February 26th out of the Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. Contact your local rep today to market your cattle. Consignment deadline is February 15th. You don't want to miss this February 26th video auction. Call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.